Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church, and we want to welcome you back this morning. We are glad that you're able to join us, and we do hope and pray that you receive a blessing this morning. We do want to take the opportunity before we get started with the broadcast to welcome you to attend our church services. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. with a Sunday school class, 11 a.m. worship services, and then we also have a 4 o'clock prayer service and 4:30 worship services. Of course, you're also welcome to come and join us for our Wednesday night Bible study, which starts at 7 p.m. Again, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale. If you need more information about our church, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. On the website, we have a lot of books that you can download for free, our audio messages, messages that Brother Wayne has preached from the pulpit, as well as some of these radio broadcasts that we've brought to you here on KWRE. We do, again, I want to thank you for listening this morning, and we want to encourage you to be sure and pray for us as we bring these, that the Lord might show us what it is that we need to share with you and that they might be a blessing to you. Now, there's been something that's been on my mind quite a bit lately. Me and my wife, as we've been doing our personal studies, we've hit this topic, and we spent really quite a bit of time on it, because once you get into it, it is a very, very interesting topic. But I'd like to talk a little bit about music and its part in worship services. A few things that we want to talk about is music and singing supposed to be part of worship service? Another thing we want to talk about is, what is it? What kind of music? What type of music? What is the music supposed to be? Then that is actually the third point, is what should it be? The fourth point is, who should be singing? We also want to talk a little bit about, why should we sing? What's the point and what's the purpose? And then we also want to talk a little bit about whether or not instruments should be involved in the music of worship. So there's quite a bit that we're going to try to cover. We'll get a little bit done this week, and then we will try to get finished up here throughout the month. But the first part we want to think about is, should singing or music be part of the worship of the Lord? You know, and there's several verses that come to mind as soon as me and my wife started studying about this. And there's two of them in the New Testament and a whole bunch of them in the Old Testament. But I'll just pick on a few of them for time's sake. Where I want you to start is, I'd like for you to look in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 is where we're going to be reading. And this is, of course, a verse that's probably familiar to you. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. So I think this verse definitely tells us that whether you're talking about a congregational worship or you're talking about personal worship of an individual serving his Lord, that singing and making melody in your heart is part of that. I know that lots of times, the happier I am, the more inclined I am to sing. And I think as you read the Psalms and you see what David and these other guys were writing in the Psalms, song was something that they used to convey a message about how they felt and what they wanted to say to the Lord. And you'll find that most of the time, or maybe not even most of the time, but a very large majority of the time, songs are in a fashion a prayer to the Lord. Many of the hymns that we sing in church, if you really look at them, they're a request. They are a prayer in and of themselves to the Lord for assistance, for help, for thanksgiving, thanking the Lord for what he's done for you and what he's going to do and all of the promises that he's given us. So you'll find in many, many cases that songs are a prayer to the Lord. And in this case here, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, I want you to listen. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. When you're happy, when you're thankful for what the Lord's done to you, part of that is going to be to sing to him and thank him in that form. It's another form of fashion of worshiping and praising the Lord. A similar verse that we'd like to look at is actually in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. So if you turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. There's a few things I want to point out here. Again, it's talking about what we should be doing, and I like the way it uses this psalms and hymns and spiritual songs in this verse. It says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. So not only are songs and hymns supposed to be a prayer or a thanksgiving to the Lord, but they're supposed to be telling or teaching a story, a principle to people. We're supposed to be teaching and admonishing each other in our songs and our hymns that we sing. So, you know, that part, I'm using it as, is it supposed to be part of worship? Yes, it is. I think both of these verses have said that. This verse also, I think, points to one of the other things that we're going to talk about later, where we talk about what is music in worship, or why should we sing in music and worship. That verse kind of falls into both of those categories. You know, I've kind of given you, in this case, two examples from the New Testament. I also want to talk a little bit about an Old Testament verse that I found very interesting. If you go back and you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 25 says this, "And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad the king seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets." So in this case, we have here a situation where we're talking about a certain service, a worship service that they're going to be performing. And it says here that he actually set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals and with psalteries and with harps. And of course, obviously, those things make music. Now, what I find interesting about this verse is it says he did this according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. So in this case, in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 25, we actually find a place in the Old Testament where it says the Lord commanded the use of music in these services. So it starts off by saying, as commanded by David, and as commanded by Gad, and by Nathan the prophet. But of course, then if you read that last part of the verse, it says, the Lord, or commandment of the Lord by his prophets. So I think that's kind of interesting. Here we've got a couple verses in the New Testament that talk about singing and making melody in your own heart. It also talks about teaching and admonishing others through song. And then here in the Old Testament, we have a verse that actually says, the Lord commanded through his prophets that this should be done. And when he says, what should be done? He's talking about the use of the psaltery and the harp in the worship service. So I think it's very interesting. In just these three verses, we find that, yes, in some cases, it's actually commanded that music be used in the worship service. We find that it's supposed to be a personal thing. It's supposed to be thankful. It's supposed to be part of worshiping the Lord in our own personal hearts. But we also find it's supposed to be a public thing. It's supposed to be something that we use to teach and admonish others and show them what the Lord has done, what the Lord is doing, and what the Lord can do for them. And so in just three short verses, and I didn't even give you the background to all these verses, three short verses, it's very apparent and very plain to me that worship does include music. There's so many aspects of it. I think we've laid the groundwork that yes, it is part of it. But then before we can go more, we've got to lay some more ground rules. Not just, is music part of it? Yes, it is. Could music be misused in worship? Definitely. I mean, I think anything that somebody does could be misused. But I think we have definitely laid the groundwork to say that music is a part of worshiping the Lord. Now, what we also want to cover, to cover those other ground rules that I talked about, we want to cover some other things to make sure that we're doing it correctly and that we're not misusing it. We want to talk about what is the music and the worship. We want to talk about when should it be. We want to talk about who should sing. We want to talk about why we should sing. And we want to talk about whether or not musical instruments are involved in that process. Now, we're going to go ahead and get into another little bit here before we have to end this week. But we're going to start on this topic about what is it. And I'll be honest with you, this one, there are so many verses that I honestly had trouble narrowing it down to the ones that I'm going to use. There are so many verses in the Bible that talk about singing and music and where and why they are involved in this whole thing of worship. And so we're going to start by reading Psalms chapter 47, verse 6. So if you have a Bible and you can turn over there to Psalms chapter 47, Psalms chapter 47, verse 6. There are a lot of neat verses about singing in the book, in the Psalms. This one here says, "Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises." And then if we read verse 7, it says, "For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted." So here in this verse, in these handful of verses, I should say, we want to talk about what is it? Well, what is music? What is the singing part of this? The thing is, it says, sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. And then it says in verse 7, for God is the King of all the earth. So it tells us here a couple things. One, when we're singing, what is it supposed to be? It's supposed to be a praise and a worship of the Lord. We're supposed to sing, and the words are supposed to praise and glorify the God of heaven. And this verse, verse 7, even tells us one of the reasons why. It starts verse 7 with the word for. So it says, sing praises unto God, for God is the King of all the earth. And then it goes in the rest of these verses to talk about he is the shield of all the earth, and it belongeth unto him. So we find here that it's saying, serve me, praise me, and when you sing, those songs should be words of praise and glorification of me, because God says, I'm in charge, I'm the shield, I'm the protection. Without me, you don't have anything. And I also find, if we turn over just a few pages to Psalms chapter 51, verse 14, Psalms chapter 51, verse 14, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. So what is it? Psalms 47 verse 6 says that it's supposed to be songs of praise to God. Psalms 51 verse 14 says it's supposed to be songs praising his righteousness, or songs about his righteousness. So in just a couple verses, we've already laid down a couple things, and we're out of time for today, and I encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the remainder of this message, and we're going to talk about, probably take up all of the rest of next week, talking about other things that songs are supposed to be about. We've mentioned two. They're supposed to be praises to God, and they're supposed to be singing about his righteousness. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you. I hope that you've learned a little something from it. When me and my wife first started studying this, it was a blessing to us. We really got into it, and we kind of actually, after a little while, we had to set it aside for just a little bit and kind of pick up some of our other studies. If we would have kept going, I think there would have just been more and more and more. The list of verses and the list of things that you come up with and the different categories about it just continue to grow and grow and grow. And it really sets you on fire to make sure that when you're singing, especially when you're singing in a worship service to the Lord, that what you're singing is right and what you're singing is praising and glorifying his name. Well, again, we're out of time, but I do want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. For the remainder of this point about what is singing and worship.